USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Past presidential hopeful and now a new U.S. Senator, Mitt Romney is calling President Trump's character into question just days before Romney takes office. In a column for the Washington Post, the Utah Republican is applauding many of President Trump's policy achievements. But Romney says with the nation so divided, presidential leadership in character is indispensable. And Romney adds that is where Trump's shortfall is most glaring. President Trump's inviting leaders from both parties to a briefing today on border security in the hopes of ending a government shutdown. Homeland Security Department officials will deliver the briefing as funding for border security remains the center of the impasse behind that government shutdown. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Someone who bought a ticket in New York about to be $425 million richer thanks to Mega Millions, as officials say last night's winning ticket was sold on Long Island. The next lottery drawing starts at $40 million. That'll be held on Friday. The new year bringing with it some new scientific discoveries. A look at some of them from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A NASA spacecraft has made a New Year's Day flyby of an asteroid which is 4 billion miles from Earth.
We are ready for Ultima Thule science transmission, science to help us understand the origins of our solar system.
Space expert Bill Harwood says scientists hope to get a glimpse back in time.
They're hoping by studying this object, the one that New Horizons just flew past, they're going to gain some valuable clues about the nature of the raw materials, the building blocks that went into the construction of the solar system 4.6 billion years ago.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
China's President Xi Jinping says independence for Taiwan would lead to disaster. He made the comment while advocating for what he said would be a peaceful reunification with that self-ruled island at Beijing's Great Hall of the People. Xi said China would use force to reclaim Taiwan if necessary. Chinese nationalists fled to Taiwan after losing a civil war to the communists back in 1949. Despite close business and social ties, Taiwan has shown no interest in shedding its democratic state. The family of a retired U.S. Marine being held on spying charges in Russia says they're worried about his safety. Russia claims 48-year-old Paul Whelan was on a spy mission when he was arrested in Moscow last week. His family says they're extremely worried about his safety, and they claim, quote, his innocence is undoubted and we trust that his rights will be respected. Whelan's twin brother says his brother was in Moscow for a fellow Marine's wedding on December 28th, which is the day he was arrested. And a new report says a lot more people died in plane crashes last year than the year before, finding that 500 people were killed around the world from passenger plane crashes. There had only been 13 such fatalities in 2017. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.